Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Welcome to the 77 WABC Early News. I'm Deborah Valentine with your news, sports, business, traffic, and weather. Right now, 33 degrees, clear skies on this Monday, Martin Luther King Day, January 16th. Here's everything you need to know.
The top five at five.
We expect more from our national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
Well, New York City's mayor there as he's visiting El Paso, Texas, to get a firsthand look at the migrant crisis. A deadly airplane crash in Nepal. New York City's poised to become an abortion mecca as city-run health clinics will offer abortion pills. A top Democrat thinks that President Biden may have jeopardized national security due to the finding of classified documents outside the White House. Huge protests in Israel over changes to the judicial system, including allowing lawmakers to overturn Supreme Court rulings. Down in El Paso, Texas, New York City Mayor Adams over the weekend and now hold traveled to Washington, D.C. for the America Conference of Mayors meeting in the nation's capital. New York City Mayor Adams got a firsthand look at the migrant crisis down in El Paso, Texas, which is flooded with migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. The mayor said the city is at its breaking point with the influx of migrants.
Our cities are being undermined, and we don't deserve this. Migrants don't deserve this, and the people who live in the cities don't deserve this.
Adams' trip included a tour of a U.S. Customs and Border Protection processing facility and a stop at the U.S. border. Last week alone, New York City received an additional 3,000 migrants, 800 in one day alone, bussed here unannounced from southern border states that are overrun with these migrants and asylum seekers. Adams said that providing services to asylum seekers could cost the city between $1.5 billion to $2 billion. Adams is appealing to both state and federal governments for emergency mutual aid. At the Conference of Mayors down in Washington, D.C., the mayor plans to raise the issue of the migrant surge in an effort to develop a coordinated plan to deal with the crisis with other mayors. A flight data recorder and a cockpit voice recorder have both been retrieved now from the site of a fatal crash of a passenger plane that went down on approach to the tourist town of Pokhara in Nepal. The plane burst into flames. The boxes were found today, a day after the ATR-72 aircraft crashed, killing 68 of the 72 people on board. Pushpal Kamal Dahal, Prime Minister of Nepal, spoke shortly following the crash.
The incident is tragic. All forces have been deployed for the rescue and an investigation is ongoing. I have called an emergency cabinet meeting.
Harrowing video taken inside of the aircraft before a deadly crash in Nepal Sunday morning appears to show the plane tilt and erupt into flames as it strikes the ground. It is unclear if the man featured in that video had survived the crash that killed all 68 people. Four apparently survived. Well, critics say New York City will be turned into an abortion tourist mecca, and that is because city-run health clinics will soon be able to provide medical abortion with pills to terminate a pregnancy. The City Department of Health, in a legal notice, said it intends to enter into a contract with RNS Northeast LLC to buy mifepristone pills, known as the abortion pill. Mifepristone is used in conjunction with another pill, misoprostol, to abort a pregnancy within the first 11 weeks of gestation. In this public notice, the health department says it's buying the abortion pill to mitigate the threat to public health posed by the recent Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, which provided a constitutional right to an abortion. Here's New York City Mayor Adams speaking back in July.
It's been a place for people seeking freedom, autonomy, and choice. That includes the rights to choose what people do with their bodies and their lives.
And Mayor Adams speaking there in July about his plan to protect abortion rights in New York City. New York State has among the strongest abortion rights and access laws in the country, even before Roe v. Wade was struck down. State lawmakers are now pushing for a constitutional amendment to try and protect abortion rights. A top Democrat thinks President Joe Biden may have jeopardized national security by storing classified documents from his time as vice president at both his home and at the office of his think tank. California Congressman Adam Schiff Sunday spoke to ABC News.
I don't think we can exclude the possibility without knowing more of the facts. We have asked for an assessment in the intelligence community of the Mar-a-Lago documents. I think we ought to get that same assessment of the documents found in the think tank as well as the home of President Biden.
And although found in November, the White House did not disclose the discovery until reports of a Justice Department probe emerged last week. Huge protests in Israel. Upwards of 80,000 people protested in Tel Aviv Saturday and in Jerusalem against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government's proposed changes to the Israeli judicial system. Protesters wanted to send a message to Netanyahu that the public wouldn't stand for what they see as the dismantling of Israeli democracy. One protester spoke to France 24 News.
Communities are in danger, such as the LGBTQ community and other minorities. Today is them, but tomorrow it can be me. It's very scary, and we need to be united.
The proposed reforms announced last week by Israeli justice ministers would seek to reform Supreme Court nominations via a review committee and enable Parliament to overturn Supreme Court rulings. Newly empowered House Republicans are demanding the White House turn over all information related to its searches that have uncovered classified documents at President Joe Biden's home and former office. That request comes in the wake of a new disclosure by the White House over the weekend of even more records found at the president's Delaware residence. During an appearance on ABC News' This Week, California Congressman Adam Schiff said, the GOP's investigation into the Biden documents was hypocritical.
I think Congress ought to handle both situations the same way, and that is we ought to get a briefing from the intelligence community about any potential risk to national security of where those documents were and what they contained. But Congress shouldn't try to interfere with the investigations. I think, sadly, that's what Mr. Comer's object is.
In a letter Sunday to the White House, the chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee says he wants to see the documents and communications related to the searches. Also sought are visitor logs of the president's home in Wilmington, Delaware. The death toll from Saturday's Russian missile strike on an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro has risen to at least 35 now. At least 75 people were wounded, 35 others still missing following Saturday's missile strike. About 1,700 people lived in that multi-story dwelling, with residents saying there were no military facilities at the site. The reported death toll made it the deadliest attack in one place since a September 30th strike in Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia region, according to the Associated Press's Frontline War Crimes Watch project. One woman who lost her son in the blast had this message for Russia.
What have you done to my son? You cowards. I'll curse you forever. Let the whole world curse you.
The strike on the building on Saturday came amid a major barrage of Russian cruise missiles all across Ukraine. Ukrainian soldiers are slated to begin training on the U.S. Patriot missile system on U.S. soil at Fort Sill. The system is expected to better intercept Russian missiles. Another plan from the Biden administration to try and ease student debt. The new loan repayment program is designed to reduce loan payments for undergrad students benefiting low and middle income borrowers. The new plan, as President Biden's one-time student loan forgiveness plan, is stalled due to two legal challenges. Under this new proposed plan, smaller loan balances of up to $1,200 would be forgiven after 10 years of payments. Biden recently defended his plan to cancel some student loan debt after it faced rampant criticism from Republicans.
I'm never going to apologize for helping working class and middle class families recover from the economic crisis created by the pandemic. And I'll continue working to make government work to deliver for all Americans, for all Americans. This is important.
The Department of Education's new proposed rule would modify the terms of the revised pay-as-you-earn plan. Any individual borrower who makes less than roughly $30,600 annually and any borrower and a family of four who makes less than about $62,400 would be eligible for zero monthly payments. The student loan forgiveness plan is stalled in the courts. It would have allowed 40 million borrowers to receive up to $20,000 in federal student loan forgiveness, but the program has been blocked and no one has received any loan forgiveness due to those two legal challenges. Well, no resignation from embattled Long Island Congressman George Santos, who is under federal and local investigations for lying about his background and for alleged misuse of campaign funds. However, fellow Republican and House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer said on Sunday that Santos will be removed from Congress if he is found to have broken campaign finance laws.
Certainly, I don't approve of how he made his way to Congress, and I haven't even introduced myself to him because, it's pretty despicable the lies that he told. But at the end of the day, it's not up to me or any other member of Congress to determine whether he could be kicked out for lying. Now, if he broke campaign finance laws, then he will be removed.
On Thursday, Santos said he would vacate his House seat only if he loses the next election. A college basketball player charged with murder, Alabama men's basketball player Darius Miles, was among those charged with capital murder in the shooting death of a 23-year-old woman near Bryant-Denny Stadium. The 21-year-old Miles and 20-year-old Michael and Davis are charged in Sunday's shooting death of Jamia Harris, which took place blocks from the football stadium in Tuscaloosa. Authorities were dispatched to that area around 1:45 in the morning, and the driver of a vehicle told responding officers that the suspects fired shots into his car and killed Harris, according to the station. The driver told officers he returned fire and thought he struck one of the suspects. As Miles was led away by officers, he spoke to somebody outside the jail, saying only this.
I swear, it ain't more than you imagine.
A local TV station reported that one of the suspects suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Officials said it appeared the shooting was the result of a small argument between the suspects and the victims. Well, a wild card weekend this past weekend in the NFL. And, of course, one remaining game this evening. Justin Ellick's here to tell us all about it.
Well, you got it, Deb. Indeed, New York football Giants are moving on, baby, as they advance through wild card weekend with a 31-24 first round victory in Minnesota over the Vikings. Daniel Jones played with poise well beyond his years here as a quarterback, threw for 301 yards and two touchdowns to go along with 78 yards on the ground in his first career playoff game. Saquon Barkley hit his fair share of pay dirt as well, rushing for two scores, including this tiebreaker midway through the final quarter. That call courtesy of Fox Sports. The win for the G-Men marks the franchise's first playoff win in 11 years as they get set now to play the number one seed and NFC East rival Philadelphia in the divisional round this Saturday night. Their winners from the weekend, 49ers, Jaguars, Bills, and Bengals are all moving on, and the Cowboys and Buccaneers will meet tonight in Tampa for their 8:15 p.m. kickoff to conclude Wild Card Weekend. And over to the hardwood here, the Knicks beat the Pistons in Detroit by a score of 117-104 for their 11th straight win against Detroit. Julius Randle had 42 points and 15 rebounds, becoming the first Knick since Patrick Ewing to register a 40-15 performance. Jalen Brunson complemented that performance nicely with his 27 points, and the Knicks will try and keep it rolling this afternoon at the Garden with the Toronto Raptors in town for a 3 p.m. tip-off. As for the Nets, they weren't as lucky as they fall 112-102 at home to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Absence of Kevin Durant here is proving costly for Brooklyn, who have now dropped their second straight since losing their starter with sprained knee ligament. They'll continue to search for some answers tomorrow night in San Antonio when they tip it off with the Spurs. And on the ice, it was the Rangers suffering a rare loss at home at the hands of the Montreal Canadiens, your final score being 2-1. Artemi Panarin had the lone goal for the Blue Shirts in the second to knot things at 1 at the time, but Montreal's Cole Caulfield countered with the eventual game winner about halfway through the third period. The Rangers will be right back at it tonight in Columbus for a 7 p.m. faceoff with the Blue Jackets. And also today and tonight on the ice, the Devils will be out in San Jose Jose against the Sharks at 4 p.m. And the Washington Capitals will pay the Islanders a visit tonight at 7:30. Here with your early news sports update, I'm Justin Ellick on 77 WABC.
President Joe Biden, in honor of the holiday, made a historical pilgrimage on Sunday to America's Freedom Church to honor the late Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
President Joe Biden paying tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King over the weekend.
My message to the nation on this day is we go forward. We go together. When we choose democracy over autocracy, a beloved community over chaos, when we choose believers in the dreams, to be doers, to be unafraid, always keeping the faith.
Biden gave a sermon at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Biden was invited to speak by Democratic Representative Raphael Warnock. Biden becomes the only president to deliver a Sunday sermon at the church. For early news, I'm Yao Bonsu.
And the president said democracy was at a perilous moment and that the civil rights leader's life and legacy show us the way and we should pay attention. 77 WABC News Time, 519. Well, New York Giants fans, they are ecstatic. Big Blue has made the playoffs, as you heard Justin tell us, and more at 545 coming up. So they've made the playoffs for the first time in 11 years. Quarterback Daniel Jones passing for 301 yards and two TDs and ran for 78 yards in his first career playoff game for the Giants, a 31-24 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. And Jones spoke about the win during a post-game press conference.
Yeah, it was great atmosphere, great energy from the fans. We had a fair amount of Giants fans in the crowd, too, so we appreciated that support. But, it was helpful to have been in this environment a few weeks ago, and, it was a fun environment.
And Saquon Barkley rushed for two scores, including the breaker midway through the fourth quarter. Isaiah Hodgins and Daniel Bellinger had touchdown receptions for New York divisional round next week. And, of course, Giants at the Eagles Saturday at 8:15. And Justin Ellick will have more sports coming up at 5:45. New Milford, New Jersey, in mourning, a college football player from New Milford, a member of the national championship Georgia Bulldogs, and a staff member tragically killed in a car wreck. Two other members of the football program were seriously hurt. University of Georgia offensive lineman Devin Willock and a recruiting staff member killed. That crash happened hours after Georgia celebrated its national championship win over TCU with a parade and ceremony at Sanford Stadium. Willock appeared in every game Georgia played this past season, including the conference championship and both college football playoff games. Sam Kramer, who met Willock only a day ago with his grandson, recounted a story about his experience with Willock.
He turned to Camden and said, hey, buddy, and gave him a fist bump as well. And Camden's eyes, lit up, and he had on his championship ring that he fist bumped him with. And Camden, was there and said, hey, I've got one of those, too. He took the ring off, and he gave it to Camden.
Seriously hurt were a 21-year-old man and a 26-year-old woman. The driver of the second vehicle died. There's controversy over a proposed casino out on Long Island. 77 WABC's Bob Brown has a story.
Las Vegas Sands is applying for a license from the state to turn 80 acres by Nassau Coliseum into an entertainment venue and hotel, which would include a casino. But not everyone is on board. Judy Courtney with the Garden City Property Owners Association.
I think everybody needs to get involved, learn more, go to meetings and ask really hard questions, and then we can decide what's best for everybody.
Some other local leaders are concerned the casino would be dangerous for young people in the area. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says the developer must win over community support, but says he's keeping an open mind. I'm Bob Brown for the 77 WABC Early News.
Police are investigating the shooting of a 71-year-old man. This happened in East Flatbush, Brooklyn. The victim shot in his chest in the basement of a home on East 48th Street Sunday just before 5:30 in the afternoon. Police say two men fled that scene in a black sedan. The victim, why he was hit is not clear, and it's not clear yet either if the victim knew the gunman. So far, police have made no arrests, and the victim taken to Kings County Hospital in critical condition. Well, a very terrifying experience for travelers last week. 77 WABC's Alex Barnard explains.
The FAA is investigating a near-miss incident involving two passenger planes last week at JFK Airport. Officials say a departing Delta flight that was taking off from a runway was forced to stop midway because of an American Airlines plane crossing the same runway. Brian Healy, a Delta passenger, spoke to NBC News.
We're talking all split seconds here, but the initial cognition was, this is not going to end well.
The potential collision was avoided after air traffic personnel alerted both flights. Delta called the incident a, quote, successful aborted takeoff procedure and said a full review is underway. For 77 WABC Early News, I'm Alex Barnard.
Well, the NYPD says they've arrested a suspect in the chemical attack last month on a woman in a Brooklyn subway station. That incident happened early during the morning hours of December 2nd at the station between Winthrop Street and Nostrand Avenue in the Prospect Lefferts Gardens section of Brooklyn. Police say the suspect, 33-year-old Rodlin Gravesand, got into some kind of an argument with the victim and splashed an unknown chemical substance on her face. The 21-year-old victim was taken to a local hospital to be treated for her burns. Here's what she told ABC 7 following that horrific attack.
Literally, this was the most horrid thing I've ever been through. Like, it was really burning a lot. And so I ran to my job. Like, that's all I was thinking about doing.
And following that incident, officers patrolled the subway station and put up wanted posters about the attacker. Rodlin Gravesand now in custody of the NYPD. Well, NYPD cops say you never know what you're going to find when answering a 911 call. 77 WABC's Noam Layden has a story.
Three NYPD cops being saluted after they made a special delivery when a woman suddenly went into labor at her home in Jamaica, Queens.
And we walked in, we heard the mother screaming, realized this is going to happen right now.
Nobody freaked out, nobody lost their cool.
The officers Kevin Kellen, Kristen Melly, and Justin Rodriguez say they used what they learned in the police academy to put 21-year-old Sade James at ease as she pushed out a baby boy in her home. The newborn and mom were then rushed to Queens General Hospital. Both are doing well today. For Early News, I'm Noam Layden.
77 WABC News Time 526. Of course, today is a federal holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and markets are closed. But on Friday, the Dow ended up 112 points at 34,302. The S&P on Friday up 16 points. The NASDAQ was up 78. And gold was down $2 an ounce. Oil on Friday at $79.60 a barrel, down 26 cents. Lou Dobbs will be back tomorrow morning during the 77 WABC Early News and have your financial report. Of course, check your train schedules for things like holiday hours and, of course, banks, post offices, that kind of thing, closed for the federal holiday. One pop star is continuing his record-breaking reign after claiming another Spotify record. 77 WABC's Alex Barnard reports.
Like your man play my song on the radio. You too busy trying to find that blue asshole.
According to chart data, The Weeknd has broken the all-time record for most monthly global listeners among all artists in Spotify history. With over 94 million monthly listeners, he overtakes Ed Sheeran's spot, who previously held the record with over 82 million listeners. Other names in the top five include Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, and Ariana Grande. For 77 WABC Early News, I'm Alex Barnard.
If you missed the top five at five, and other news, be sure to check it out on our website, WABCradio.com.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.